A recently released study out of the Center for Addiction Science, Policy, and Research evaluated each state on the scope of online gambling that it allowed, its existing consumer protections surrounding that gambling, its taxation rate, and its regulatory structure. In the process, they found that Virginia's simply weren't up to par. Government Relations Director for the National Association Against iGaming, Oliver Berry, explains why.
The grade reflects whether the protections match the risks of a 24-hour digital gambling environment, and Virginia failed.
Berry says online gambling eliminates what he calls friction. Friction is anything that takes a gambler out of the game, whether that be closing time at the casino, a pause between deals, or even something as simple as getting up for a bathroom break or a drink. With those barriers gone, online gambling allows astronomical amounts of money to move. And according to Berry, a lot of that money is moving across state lines.
It sends $247 million out of state just in Virginia alone. Whereas your in-person gambling facilities like your casinos or your racetracks, those are supporting local jobs and local communities, and those dollars are staying in Virginia.
Berry encourages Virginia voters and lawmakers alike to consider the economic as well as the social impacts of online gambling when considering any legislation that might expand iGaming in the future. Emma Thomas, WFIR News.